Oh, do you want to do... Whoa, look at... Damn it. Yeah, okay. Well, I guess this is as good a time as any to start. It is 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. My name is Tobe, and I have a lot of things to tell you right now. But right now, I need to pick up all my mini Gundams. All my Gachapon Gundams, because somebody just got the zips, the zoomies, ran by, knocked them all over. I hope I can find all the parts. I guess no parts got knocked off. It's a miracle. Yeah, so what's Pippa doing? Pippa has got the crazy zips. Oh yeah, just remembered, I can't pick this guy up like this because his thing will fall off. And there we go. Disaster averted. All right. Oh, let's sit down here and get this whole thing started here. Right, so where do we start? Okay, first of all. Well, why do I still have it on this? Let's get this back to the game. Oh, the game's at halftime. That's right. That's why I decided to... I can't remember anything. Okay. Here we go. It's 1930 UTC. Well, we did that part already. The time at which we listened to the Dubious Goals Committee, 1930 UTC. Except it's not really 1930 UTC. It is now, let's just say it's 1932 UTC. My name's Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. Na 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 na. Blah 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 and etc. Hey, there's Christian Pulisic. Why are they... Oh, they're going to have another game later today. All right. I got all kinds of games on today that I need to watch. But that's not the important bit. Basically, what's happening? It's a nice, cool day today. The Weather Channel says it's 64 degrees, which, ironically, for the first time ever, coincides with the temperature reading of the thermometers I have here at my house. So it's like 64 degrees Fahrenheit. That's the good news. The bad news is it's 74 degrees Fahrenheit in my house. It's 10 degrees warmer in my house. That's not good. Why is it so cool? Well, I think a storm is coming. There's a pressure drop, and you know how much I love to say pressure drop. My sinuses are going crazy. And I think a storm is coming. Now, that being said, you're probably thinking, well, then why aren't we at Harrenhaven walking around looking for dudes and stuff and blah, blah, blah. Well, I sure would like to, and I thought we would be able to do that a couple times, but it is windy. It's kind of still for a while, and then a big gust comes along, and when I say windy, I mean super windy. Enough to freak out my cat. Okay, see where we're going with this? Right, so I gotta stay indoors today. At least can't take the microphones outside. Maybe I'll try to run around outside for a little while by myself. I don't know. Haven't decided yet. So, because it's hot in my house and it's cool outside, etc., etc., I opened up my doors. I can't open the windows, and I can't open the screen doors because they're all painted shut. But I opened up the two back doors, the one in the kitty room and the one up off of the kitchen. So I've got some fresh air blowing in here. And this is the first time that these doors have been opened for what, like a month now? So my cat is really happy. My cat's really excited that, oh, the door's open, I can look out the window and blah, 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 and it'll be fun and blah, blah, blah. And so my cat's been doing that. But as regular listeners to the Dubious Goals Committee are perfectly well aware, My cat does not like loud weather noises. And so my cat's running around, got the zips, got the zoomies, because the wind is blowing. She'll be standing by the window, and then a big wind will come up, and the cat freaks out. And now the cat's zooming around, zipping and crazy, and running by the little area where I have my little Gundams displayed. And what happens? She just brushes up against them, and boom, they all go flying. And that's how we started out the show 5 minutes ago today. I was getting ready to start the show thinking that my cat wanted to do kitty stuff, and she comes zooming by and knocks over all my little Gundams. Yeah. Well, here she is now again. She's returned. She's over there. What are you doing? Huh? Kitty business. Kitty business. You're a kitty cat. You are a kitty cat. So I had to stand up my Gachapon-sized Gundams again. My Shars Zaku 2. My Shars Sazabi. Oh, hi! The Hero Gundam and the V Gundam. And somebody just jumped over my legs and is standing right here. Hi! Oh, and now somebody has to walk away. Are you going to go look out the window some more? Okay. And I think England has got this game wrapped up. It's starting up. The game is restarting. And, yeah. I think England's got this one. Coming up after this is another football game, but not part of the Women's World Cup. So when's my other Women's World Cup game on? I don't know. Maybe I'll just have to wait until tonight to watch it, or was it early? Oh, yeah, that's right. The other game was early, so I've missed a game. But that's okay. It will be on another channel that I'm trying to get. Why isn't my remote? There we go. Okay, so we get the remote working. And yeah, it looks like I got another replay of the game at 5:30. Plus, usually aren't they later at night? Well, I guess it's Sunday, so it's I guess it's Sunday, so everything's weird. And yes, everything is weird. Look at this. I'm so happy. Yay! Yay! I've got footy tonight. I didn't think I was going to get any footy this year. I got footy at midnight. This is great. So I know what I'm doing now from midnight until 3 a.m., which is perfect timing because 3 a.m. is when I have been trying to go to bed. Oh, AFL, Premiership Football. But that's not telling me what game I'm getting. It just says from Melbourne Cricket Ground in East Melbourne, Australia. That's right. Oh, now, some of my American listeners might be confused. Wait, which is it? You like football? You like cricket? What are we watching? Is it football or cricket? You just said it was football, but they're playing it on the Melbourne Cricket Ground. That's right. That's right. We're watching AFL Premiership Football tonight, which is what we like to call in America Australian Rules Football. And what they like to call in Australia, footy. And this game, this football game, is played on cricket grounds, on cricket ovals. That's right, it's a football game that doesn't have a rectangular field. They have an oval field, and they're going to play at the MCG. So my guess is we're going to be seeing a Melbourne team, if they're playing in Melbourne. So what are we going to be seeing? Now, I'm trying to think, but I'm getting confused with cricket now. Are there two footy teams in Melbourne? I think they have two T20 cricket teams. Melbourne's a pretty big city. And right off the top of my head, I just can't remember if there's two Melbourne footy teams. I feel terrible. All my Australian fans are now booing. I can hear them. I can hear them from here. Oh, I can hear the sighs and the disappointment from all my Australian listeners going, oh my God, this guy is such an idiot. Yeah, I'm thinking, you know, if there are two Melbourne teams, this might be a Melbourne derby. Do they say derby in Australia or do they say derby? If you're Australian and you know any of these answers to these questions, feel free to email me. You know the address. Gosh, I'm really excited now. But does this mean I'm going to miss any good foreign language films? Now we got to go check TCM. And why is my remote weird? Oh, and look at that. There's another replay of the game. What channel was that on? 78 at 12:30. Doesn't say which game, so back to 55. Am I going to miss any of my favorite movies? No, that's weird. We're not getting any foreign language movies tonight, which is normally what they do on Sunday nights. It's Doris Day Day. Everything, okay. Is it her birthday or did she die? Because I did see a Doris Day cover on a magazine when I was at the grocery store the other day. If she died, that would explain why we're having Doris Day Day all day on TCM. Please don't eat the daisies at 6 o'clock. Pillow talk at 7 or whatever. Lover come back. And then at 11, Move Over Darling with James Gardner and Doris Day. Then at 1 a.m., The Glass Bottom Boat with Doris Day. And then Julie with Doris Day and Louis Jourdan. And then Impact at 5 a.m. So, yeah. Okay, not getting any cool foreign language movies tonight. Thought we might get something cool. Sunday nights is when you have to be on the lookout for things like Akira Kurosawa, Ingrid Bergman. I mean, oh, that was almost a goal. This game is being played in Nice. Nice. All right, what's my cat doing? Good tea today. Good tea. How's the ice situation? The ice situation is still weird. My ice maker only very tentatively is making ice. It is making ice, but it's only like making one batch per day. So, you know, I get 8 little ice cubes. Basically 2 servings of ice a day. So I still have to use my manual ice quite a bit. But, you know, it could be worse. There could be absolutely no ice whatsoever. But last night I was dreaming of, not literally dreaming, last night before I went to bed I was thinking, you know, it would be awesome to have a walk-in freezer. You know, imagine a freezer like in a restaurant that's about the size of, you know, my bedroom. Oh, that would be so great. Then I could make ice. I could make all kinds of fancy ice. I could be a fancy man. Make big giant blocks of ice. Make ice sculptures. Mold ice into bizarre shapes. Play games with ice cubes. What's going on in here? Is my cat going to start making weird noises? No. Now my cat is perched in front of the door, watching birds fly by, because that's what kitties do. Oh. Also last night, I was messing around, playing the old fruitcake tin, and how did that, I even get started on that? For some reason, I thought, oh, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to play some pentatonic scales, or scale, one singular pentatonic scale. And I thought, okay, yeah, if I wanted to make this sound like Far Eastern music, I need to put some more heavier glissandos in it, and I got to do this and do that and the other thing. And so that's what I did. I started practicing the major pentatonic scale. And that ends up sounding something like this. And basically, I got two octaves. Lost it. Oh, yeah. So, I've been messing around with that a little bit. The major pentatonic scale. In D. Different technique required to make it sound like that. I'm into it. I can dig it. Now, I know what some of you are thinking. You're thinking, oh, Tobe, that's great. The major pentatonic scale. What about the minor pentatonic scale? Well, what about it? Yeah, I can do that too. What is that? That's three whole, whole, three whole. Wait. Major pentatonic is whole step, three half steps, whole step. Wait. Whole step, three halves, whole step, three half steps. Okay, yeah. So the minor is three half steps, whole step, three half steps, whole step. Okay, so blah. But I don't need to know that. Why do I not need that? Because minor pentatonic is this. And the reason I don't bother is because, well, the blues scale is pretty much the minor pentatonic scale plus one extra note, right? Or is it two extra notes? Whatever, it doesn't matter. The blues scale is based on the minor pentatonic scale. And so I already know the minor, or I already know the blues scale, so I don't really need to know the minor pentatonic scale. And plus, oh, by the way, the blues scale sounds like this.
Wait, did I screw up already? No, wait, it's... I can't see.
I shouldn't do that because I'm trying to get in the habit of only playing. I'm trying to get in the habit of not playing the blues scale on this particular instrument because I'm trying to focus on so many other scales just for this. I don't want to clutter my headspace up. I don't want to clutter the fruitcake file up with, you know, an extra scale. Because then when I start playing other scales and I start getting mixed up and I screw them up and blah, blah, blah. So I'm trying to keep the blues scale isolated to the cigar box guitar. And so I kind of don't really want to play any blues or minor pentatonic scales on this thing because, well, I don't want to. I'm trying to focus on other scales for this. But that blues scale does sound cool on here. My cat doing? My cat just came running over, jumped on my legs, and is back in the bathroom. Crazy kitty! No matter how cool it sounds, I gotta stop doing that. I'm creating bad habits for myself. I just realized what that little riff is. That's the guitar solo, or part of the guitar solo from Big Country by Big Country.
What's my cat doing? I thought you were going to go to the potty. You going to do kitty tinkles? Or you going to do kitty poops so I can record it? Now she's just standing there on the floor in the bathroom. She said, meow, I'm a kitty, meow. Yeah, that's one excited cat running around being crazy because the wind is blowing. So yeah, apparently it's instrument day for me today. That's what we're doing. I'm going to sit around here, watch a lot of football, play a lot of musical instruments, and maybe watch some YouTube videos. I was watching one last night. There's this one guy I've been watching, JHS Pedals. This is a guy down in Kansas City who makes guitar pedals, and I was like, whoa. And I started watching him. And the more I watch him, the more I get interested in his pedals. And this is something that I don't need to be into. I was a pedal nut when I was a kid, and now I don't need to get back into it because it's so expensive. But this guy, he makes his own pedals, and they're awesome, and he likes the same stuff I do. And he showed this one boost pedal that he makes, and I'm like, oh, geez, that is pretty nice. That is pretty cool, and I might have a use for that soon. I don't have a use for it right now, but considering I'm building my tube amp and I'm building my guitar, and no, there hasn't been any progress on either project, I thought this pedal was cool, and I thought, well, yeah, but it's probably really expensive. And then in another video, he mentioned, oh, and you can get these as kits, and I was like, what? And he said, yeah, blah, 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 in partnership with Stu Mack, Stuart McDonald, the Luthier Supply. Yeah, we have these kits at Stu Mack, and they come with the enclosure and all the parts. And I'm like, whoa, I wonder what a kit of that costs, because I could probably afford the kit, and I could probably solder it together in about an hour, because I love to solder, and blah, blah, blah. But then I couldn't go to the website, the Stu Mack website, to see how much they cost. And I was like, yeah, because, you know, I run a Raspberry Pi with a funky browser that doesn't like a lot of stuff like that. So I emailed my dad. I said, hey, Dad, go to the Stu Mack website and look for this and let me know how much it costs. And maybe I might want one. So that might be a development you will hear all about on a future episode of the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. My name is Tobe, and it's a beautiful but windy Sunday, and I gotta watch some more football and find some food, so bye-bye, kids.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line.